This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 4 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder show. A lot to get to here. Amy Audibert might stop by a little bit later. I'm at the Kaseya Center today ahead of the Heat, and the Pistons... It'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip. The Heat are big-time dogs at home. They're trying to stop the worst losing skid that the franchise has suffered in a long time. The Panthers are back at it tomorrow as well. Crowder, I sent you the video just now of Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, you got to go do something. You're good.
Hold on, 2 seconds.
Yeah, Crowder's in Nashville, and he's awaiting a big interview. At some point, you good?
I forgot to mute my TV. I was watching. First things first.
What are they talking about right now? Like, what's on the ticker on First Things First?
Well, I actually changed it because I panicked. But
okay.
Yeah, Nick Wright, who I don't like, they're talking about the March Madness,
okay.
Putting up all the teams and all that. Yeah, that's lame.
You don't like Nick Wright?
Nick Wright tries a little hard with the hair and the mustache.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of Nick Wright.
The look is interesting, but I think you know, he breaks stuff down very well quite often.
He's an orator. He can talk very well. Yeah, but I think he tries too hard with the Jesus look.
Yeah, it is an interesting look. His take, by the way, on I don't know if you saw it, Stephen A. Smith, because remember Stephen A. and LeBron had the whole thing. Like 2 weeks ago, we never even talked about it on the show, but Stephen A. and LeBron had like the confrontation courtside, and then Stephen A. the next day gets on First Take, and he's like, oh, you know, I didn't want to talk about it, but he kind of ripped LeBron for the entire thing. And then he went on Gilbert, I think it was Gilbert Arenas' podcast, he said he thought it was a B move and all this stuff, and then Nick Wright goes on First Things First, and he's like, bro, there's so much tape of Stephen A. Smith saying, hey, if you don't like what I say, you got a problem with me, I'm courtside at these games, baby. I'm courtside at these games. Like, come up to me. So I thought that was funny. Like, somebody checked Stephen A. Smith. We're like, bro, you're constantly telling these guys to do that exact same thing, and then they do it, and all of a sudden it's a problem.
We did not talk about it, but now, you know, it came up. It's crazy that I just see Nick Wright, you know, while I was watching it. That's below LeBron James.
I'm with you. I'm not excusing it.
What in the hell do you care about what Stephen A. Smith says about you or your son? It's his job. I said it. We didn't get into it. We didn't get into the weeds of it. It's Stephen A. Smith's job to criticize famous people. If Bronny James was the principal's son at the middle school down the street, no one would care that Bronny James is there. It's because, like, you're giving these guys a back to jump off of. Why would you now stand up after Stephen A. Smith uses you and uses your son's name to get a $100 million deal? You're going to give him more credit? You're going to give him more clout by walking up to him? Like, ignore him. Like, I... This is what I hate about these new age celebrity athletes. LeBron does it. KD does it. A lot of them do it. They cannot ignore the noise. Who gives a damn what Stephen A. Smith thinks about you or your son? You've got your son an $8 million contract. You're a billionaire. Who cares? Like, yeah, well, what are you walking up the Stephen A. Smith court side for? It's the craziest thing in the world. But this damn social media jitterbug world that you live in, Solana, they have to go say something. You don't have to say a damn thing. You're LeBron James. They should beg you to talk to them. You shouldn't go approach them.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, when you say this new school, like, bro, LeBron and you are basically the same age. I think you're like half a year older than LeBron. But so it's not just the young, it's not just the young guys. Like, it's the older guys. But here's what I'll, Crowder, I don't necessarily disagree with you, and I don't want to get bogged down in this because it's such an old story. I agree. LeBron going up to Stephen A. in the middle of the third quarter is like, bro, really? Like that? Like really? If you want to talk to Stephen A., talk to him after the game. I'm sure Stephen A. would wait around to talk to you. And like the whole thing to me is silly. LeBron is upset more so that Stephen A. is not ripping Bronny. He's ripping LeBron for being a bad father. And like, who? I'm with you. Who cares? I'm with you. But my favorite part about this whole story, Crowder, is that Stephen A. Smith on the Gilbert Arenas podcast is talking about what happened, and he's like, you know, this whole confrontation happened. And I wasn't going to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it. But the ESPN suits told me. And I love that. Like, I saw that and I laughed. Oh, Stephen A. Smith didn't want to talk about that. Yeah, okay. The guy who has a take on everything didn't want to talk about it. I was very tickled by that. That Stephen A. Smith wants us to believe that he didn't want to talk about him and LeBron being the number one news story or sports news story of the 24, the 36-hour news cycle. That, to me, really tickled me.
And it's what, and you're right, LeBron acts like a younger person.
Yeah,
he does. Like, he lines up more with you than me. And we talk about it on the show all the time. Like, you really sit on social media. It's funny because Hawk lines up more with this damn TikTok and Instagram and all these social. Who gives a damn what these people say about you? And that's kind of my old man mentality. And that's the thing that I look at. Like, why do you care what these people say? And y'all always argue about, and it's something like, I come off as a 70-year-old and Hawk comes off and you as these 25-year-olds because y'all really sit on this social media and read comments. Who are these people? F them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's my thought of it. But honestly, LeBron can't do it. The whole story with KD with the what's it called? The sleeper account,
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
it's
yeah.
called.
Yeah, the fake accounts, yeah.
The fake accounts, like, KD can't do it. KD has to answer these people because he just gets into his mental and gets into his mental health of it. And my whole thing is, why does LeBron James, who is the second best basketball player in the history of time, care about what Stephen A. Smith says about him or his son or his parenting or anything? I look at everybody on social media as a 48-year-old man sitting in tidy whities with soup crust on his chest, living in his mom's basement. Why would I respond to you? You can go to hell. But people can't do it. They have to respond. And it's just the silliest damn thing in the world to me.
Well, I hope Tua Tagovailoa isn't opening up social media, because did you see? I sent you the video, Crowder, of Tua Tagovailoa, because we had the video a couple weeks ago of Tua on a yacht. Looks like it's South Florida somewhere, and he's got a beer in his hand. He's having the time of his life, and you know, he didn't exactly look cut. he didn't exactly look like he was ready to lace him up and throw some touchdown passes to Tyreek Hill or Jaylen Waddle. And then today, yesterday, a video of Tua. Looks like he's at the Palm Tree Club in Miami on the causeway. He's got bottle service. He's got his posse with him. They're right there in VIP next to the DJ table. They've got the LED sign with the bottle girls and the sparklers. And the LED sign says Tua number one. And the Dolphins fans, not all of them, clearly Mike Cuno took the side of let this man live. But a lot of Dolphins fans are upset. And I get, like, what are we doing here now, Crowder? Tua Tagovailoa can't enjoy the contract that he was just given. He can't leave his house now, like, or he's going to be criticized.
I was just going to say, Tua Tagovailoa that just got $24 million signing bonus, and that's going to make $53 million this year. And now it's his offseason, and he can't go enjoy himself. It's the craziest thing in the world that people want to criticize. Bro, the man just reset three generations of his life. Tua's unborn son that's going to have a Tua the fourth is now set for life. And this man can't drink a bottle of liquor and enjoy himself and talk to some women and hang with his wife. It's the dumbest thing in the world. We were talking with Mike Cuno, where I still walk into Tootsie's to this day, Solana, and they say, what's up, Chan? I say, what's up, man? You know, George is my good guy. What's up, George? Hey, you want your table? Yeah, we'll get a table. I got some buddies coming. I still have a table at Tootsie's from 12 years ago when I retired from the NFL. I don't know why people think that this dude that's worth, what's Tua worth now, like $70 million?
Bro, more. His contract was a $212 million over four-year contract. The guaranteed money he's already made in his NFL career, $167 million. Crowder, I'm sorry, but Tua Tagovailoa is going to make more money in one NFL game this upcoming season than I think you made in your entire career. I mean, this dude is paid, bro.
I just did the math. He made 167. Take taxes out, blah, 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 blah. Buy his house. I know where he lives. I know the neighborhood. Tua probably sitting on about $80 million in his bank account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to work.
If I had
nothing to do, Solana. I have $80 million in my bank account. I have a beautiful wife. I have kids. And I have $80 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go enjoy my offseason. I'm going to go party. I'm going to go hang. I'm going to go. I'm Tua, but I still want to go and, you know, I want to listen to D-Lo, Slow Man, or whatever these damn rappers are. I'm going to go listen to the song. What is it? The new song. I'm fat. I'm heavy. I'm whatever. I'm big. I'm whatever. All these, bro. I don't understand why people criticize athletes for partying in the off season.
For every night you go out and you get bottle service, maybe work in a workout for one of those as well. You know, make it 50-50.
Because
I saw that picture of him. I saw that picture of him on the boat. And Crowder, let's just be honest. This dude hasn't seen a dumbbell in what, a couple weeks? Let's just be 100% honest. A couple weeks.
I'll tell you, quarterbacks don't really even lift that many weights because they don't want to mess up their throwing motion and all this crap. Bro, let this man live. Let this man be worth $100 million and enjoy himself. Y'all leave damn Tua alone.
I'm not going to be a hypocrite because if I had $80 million in the bank, I would you know, I would be at Live every night. I'd be at 11 every night. So I'm not going to be a hypocrite, but Dolphins fans are upset, Crowder. They're not happy.
It's silly. It's silly. You want this man to be sitting in Southwest Ranches. I know where he lives. And you want him to do what? Watch film all day?
All day. All day.
What?
Jiu-jitsu?
Solana, honestly, like,
here's what I want. Wake up. Wake up.
Okay.
Wake up if you're Tua. Here's your routine. Wake up. Athletic greens.
AG1.
Protein shake, but like one of those ISO whey protein shakes where there's low carb. Uh-huh. All right.
Uh-huh.
And then gym, you know, go do some squats, you know, maybe some hip thrusts. And then
he has children. He does hip thrusts.
Okay. All right. And then that whatever works, and then maybe like a Zumba class for balance and for hip mobility, and then jiu-jitsu But nobody touch him. Just go learn how to fall again, jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. And then maybe one more protein shake.
And then go to bed at 8:39 p.m.
Yeah, because he's a Christian, right? So maybe like read the Bible for an hour and then watch film and then be in bed by 7:30. Boom. Okay. Tua Tagovailoa. Super Bowl coming up. That's what I want.
So at 26 years old, our listeners, yourself, Solana, at 26 years old, you have 80 M's in the bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to do jiu-jitsu, read the Bible, and be in bed by 9.
If you gave me 80 million, if you gave me 80 million at 25, 26 years old, I would not be alive today. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. Dan Day, 80 million to 25-year-old Dan Day, over under 4 weeks you live past that. What do you take? I would say the under.
I'd take the under, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 10K in your bank account, Dan Day, and I don't know if he's living for
2 months.
Dan,
2 months.
Solana, listeners, we've talked about this a number of times on this show. That ball players are not different than humans. They just got bigger and faster and stronger. And Tua, he throws the ball harder. He has more accuracy, more anticipation for a trajectory of a football. He is still a 26-year-old young man that has $80 million in the bank. Leave this damn man alone.
It's a lot more. A lot more. Let's do headlines here with Dan Day. Actually, Dan, before you do headlines, I would like to do our road to repeat here very, very quickly, and then we'll get to headlines. That way I don't forget. Road to repeat is sponsored by Celsius, our friends at Celsius. The Panthers, of course, tomorrow will be in Columbus. They're going to finish out this road trip. Columbus, and then it's the big one versus Alexander Ovechkin, who's trying to break a Gretzky record. That'll be against the Capitals on Saturday. But tomorrow, the Panthers, they're 1-3 on this road trip thus far, trying to, at the very least, end it on a positive note. Road to repeat sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We're going to give away a $50 gift card to Eat, Drink, and Watch Sports at Twin Peaks. That's coming up later on in the show. Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Dan Day with your headlines.
And they're brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. ESPN's Greg Wyshynski and Victoria Matsia predict the Panthers returning to the Stanley Cup Finals. Of course, the Cats off until tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Columbus, to take on the Blue Jackets.
I saw a updated I did want to check that, the Hard Rock app, but I saw like an updated betting favorites the other day, Crowder, before the Cats lost back-to-back games, and the Cats were the favorite as well. Let me see if this is on the Hard Rock bet app right now. If you could bet the Cats to win, let's see, team futures. Yeah, Florida Panthers are the favorite, plus 500 right now to win the Stanley Cup. Dallas Stars are second at plus 600. Not a bad flyer, to be honest. I mean,
no,
plus 500. Those are pretty good odds.
I think it'll go up because I think they'll lose some more games, and you can't take into account Marchand. You can't take into account Kachuk coming back from injury. You can't take into account a lot of these guys.
All right.
That are, I really think, can play, but they're not playing because of the fact that we know we're making the playoffs, Stanley Cup defending champions, and we're going to roll. I just don't like to put my money out there this early. Mm-hmm. That's months.
Yeah, Hard Rock's holding that then. If you throw it,
I don't like to bet this far in advance.
I need Khalil Ware to start playing a little better. I have $50 riding on your rookie of the year, bro. Come on, Spo. Give Khalil Ware some more PT. Come on. Throw him in there in the fourth.
Well, you're going to get to see Khalil Ware tonight, 7:30, as the Pistons are in town to play the Heat.
What else you got, Dan?
Kem Ward throwing at Miami's Pro Day. Some of the other receivers, tight ends also of note. Of course, Kem Ward expected by many to be the number one overall pick in next month's NFL draft.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me see.
I think he is.
Let's see if there's any video of Cam today at the Pro Day. Yeah, I think he's going to go number one, man. I really do. I don't know. Yeah. I kind of like what Gelb said earlier. I don't know if he's going to – go to the Titans or if somebody's going to trade up. But it's going to be cool. You know, that's really cool for Cam. We all know he deserves it. It's going to be a cool story. Whether he goes one or he's the first quarterback taken at two or three, whatever it is, I don't think he'll drop much further than there. It's going to be a cool story.
No, best quarterback. He's the top quarterback taken. I really believe that. Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter are intriguing.
Yeah.
Because they are very good at what they do as well. But if you want a quarterback, Cam Ward is the guy for you.
I just don't think you can take I don't think you can take Travis Hunter at one. Like if there's Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, like franchise changing quarterbacks available, and then Abdul Carter, who everybody thinks is just going to be an absolute stud right away. To take Travis, like Travis Hunter, you think? Like,
Abdul Carter. I saw somebody break it. Maybe Baldy. I saw some Brian Baldinger thing. Like Abdul Hunter is better than Micah Parsons was at their age. Like Abdul Carter is about to be a destroying defensive guy in the league, but you can still be terrible. Like it's funny. Like Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is one of the most dominant defensive players in the league, and the Browns suck. That's why they have a top pick. Like, you can have a top defensive player. The Cowboys can't win a game, and they have Micah Parsons. So you need that quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it is. Abdul Carter's better at what he does than Cam Ward is at what he does. But I think Cam Ward can affect a franchise more than a great defensive end.
For sure. By the way, I wanted to do this in the next segment, but I told you earlier that in ESPN's latest mock draft, they have a offensive tackle out of LSU. That's Mel Kiper Jr.'s mock draft coming to the Dolphins at number 13, Will Campbell. And you know, he highlights Teron Armstead's status is up in the air for 2025. And he says, considering the concussion and injury history for Tua, Miami should be focused on finding Armstead's heir apparent. And I don't know, like a lot of people feel like the heir apparent is already here. But CBS Sports, I have a ton of mock drafts here. But they have Kelvin Banks, who is an offensive tackle out of Texas. Everybody feels like the Dolphins are going offensive line. Everybody feels like they're going offensive line, which is good news. You want fat guys. Most people have fat guys landing to Miami.
I want somebody that was picked on as a kid. I want somebody that never always wore a shirt in the pool. I want one of those guys that didn't want people to see their rolls and deep belly buttons. That's what we need with the Dolphins and some nasty to them.
You want a shirt at the beach guy.
I want the guy that's not confident in his body around women. I need those guys for the Dolphins. Either side of the ball. I want fat people.
Sign me up.
Great analysis. I love it. The Major League Baseball season has begun. Shohei Ohtani homered last night as the Dodgers swept a two-game series in Tokyo against the Cubs. They won 6-3 yesterday.
Yeah, Crowder, you know how I feel about this. MLB season hasn't officially started. So I don't, Dan Day, it's not your fault. You know, I'm irrational about this topic, and I'm sure listeners are tired of hearing about it. But how can the regular season start 2 weeks before the regular season? I don't like it. It doesn't make sense to me. I think it's dumb. They could have played in Japan next week. They could have had them off for the weekend, and it's stupid. Major League Baseball, I don't like it enough. What else you got, Dan?
Did you see that stadium?
Bro, crazy. It's actually such a badass event. I was watching some of the highlights earlier this morning. Like, I would love to go to Japan and watch this game. So awesome.
That's why they did it, Solana. I'm with you. It makes no sense. Okay, we're going to play a regular season game. Then we're going to play more preseason games.
Right.
I'm with you structurally, but I saw that stadium, how packed it was to see Shohei. It makes perfect sense.
Or Crowder, yes. Crowder, you know what you do? No joke. Send six teams to Japan for a week, and they play each other. I don't know. Like, just figure it out. Six different teams go to Japan in the regular season for 2 weeks, and they all play each other, different series, and then they have, like, 3 days to come back and adjust. I don't know. Like, there's so many better ways to do this. Or next week, the Dodgers finish their spring training schedule. The Cubs finish their spring training schedule. They fly out to Japan. They play a couple games out there in Japan, and then they come back, and they have 3 to 4 days to decompress, get back to, you know, the jet lag, and they'll be fine. Like, I don't understand. Imagine if you as an NFL player had to play a preseason game, then you go play a regular season game, and then you finish your preseason schedule. It doesn't make sense. Makes no sense.
No. With you 100%. But once I saw, and you said it last week, and I was with you, like, this is dumb. Until I saw the highlights of that game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, Jack. Why, to your point, though, Solana, why couldn't that game happen in 3 weeks? They would have still filled the stadium. Shohei would have been over there showing out, probably healthier, probably hitting more home runs. And they walked him. That's the dumbest thing in the world. You got to throw the Shohei in there.
For real.
You got to throw it to him over there. I understand what you're saying. Why couldn't they move that back 3 weeks and make more sense of it? So I'm on both sides. But once I saw the turnout and how many people were there and how locked in they were, I was like, okay, this makes sense.
On the weather from the Mesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It's in the mid-70s right now here in South Florida with mostly clear skies, and temperatures will drop down to the mid to low 60s this evening.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll sneak in a little 15 minutes of heat. We may have some visitors here. I'm at the Kaseya Center, but Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, and Dan Day continue on the other side. Still a lot to get to, by the way. I want to dive into more Dolphins talk, and there's some tidbits I want to get to with Channing Crowder as well.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to learn anything about Dame Lillard on this show, but you might learn a little bit about liver function.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we continue on the 4 o'clock hour. Solana here, live from the Kaseya Center. Channing Crowder, Solana will take you up until 6 p.m., Crowder, before we do 15 minutes of heat, I wanted to get to a couple things. First of all, don't forget, we're going to give you a chance to win a $50 gift card to Eat, Drink, and Watch Sports at Twin Peaks. We'll give those away later on in the show, maybe at the end of the segment, so keep listening. There were a couple random stories across like sports interlapping with movies that I wanted to bring to your attention, Crowder, and kind of pick your brain here. Happy Gilmore 2, the trailer, has released. And I know me and Hawk have a bet on this movie. I don't remember what the bet is, but I have to go back and check my notes. We have a bet. Are you in the camp of this movie won't be successful because it's just one of these dumb sequels of like a classic that is being remade to make money? Because I saw the sequel, or I'm sorry, I saw the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2, and bro, I think it's going to be great.
I think it's going to be great. We talked about this where it was an older people movie, but we're not all dead because I loved Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison and all that. So that was my time. So I think we're going to support it. I think it's going to be very financially successful, but I'm always a little comprehensive about what does he do? He goes and wins another golf tournament.
Do you mean apprehensive?
Apprehensive, sorry. I'm always apprehensive because, now we know he's good at golf. Is he getting the hockey putter? I want to see how this plays out. I don't know if it's going to be as good as Happy Gilmore, but I do think it's going to do numbers because of the fact how successful Happy Gilmore was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm comprehensive about it too, Crowder. I'm a little comprehensive about it.
I got the wrong words.
Nah, if you're going to hate
you
on
done
me
said
for
some, you done said some goofy stuff today now. Don't act
sure
crazy.
Earlier. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be fun or not, but sign me up for all these classic movies being remade for as bad as they are. Anchorman, they did Anchorman 2. Awful. I fell asleep. Awful. But I'm happy they did it. They took a swing, a big hack, and they missed. But I'm glad they did it.
But, Rambo, they've done 8 of them, and they're all, we know what's about to happen. Sylvester Stallone's about to go tear some people's heads off, and we're going to love it. Predator. Predator 2 and Predators and all that stuff. I enjoy those movies, but I just don't know how the concept of Happy Gilmore, of a hockey player, you know what I'm saying? Now figured out how to play golf. Now we know he can play golf. What's the premise of it?
It looks like in the sequel, it looks like he was awesome at golf for several years. And then he stepped away from the game. We don't know why. And then now he's trying to make a comeback, I guess, or he's trying to play one more game. But it looks like they're incorporating a ton of current golfers, which I think is awesome. And Bad Bunny is all over, apparently all over the movie. I'm into that as well. I hope he's his caddy. So you got Bad Bunny, you got Sandler, you got golf, and I don't know, you got B. Horschel. I mean, are you kidding me? Sign me up, brother. Sign me up. Ted Lasso is returning to Apple TV for season 4. You never saw that, right? I know Jimmy loves Ted Lasso. Never saw Ted Lasso, right?
Never watched it.
Yeah, you would hate it. You would hate it.
Yeah.
Mostly because you don't know who Diego Maradona is, and you call Ronaldinho Ronadinha. So I can't imagine you're going to love Ted Lasso. Jimmy, you're hyped up about that one, right?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. My take on this, Jimmy, you know. Season 1, awesome. Season 2 of Ted Lasso, fine. Couldn't even finish season 3. The entire thing just fell off for me.
I totally jumped
the shark.
I loved season 3.
That nobody asked. Nobody asked, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's okay, Jimmy. Me and Jimmy have different lives, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I make babies and things of that nature. Like, I enjoy sex.
Yeah. But you also were talking earlier about, you know, shaving. You also talked earlier about shaving. What was it that you're shaving off
your
foot?
I'm just joking, Jimmy. I'm joking, Jimmy.
Dan, what was Crowder shaving off his foot earlier today that he told us?
His bunion.
A bunion, that's right. Jimmy, how many bunions have you ever shaved off your foot?
I don't have any bunions.
Boom.
Thank God.
All right, there you go. There you go, Jimmy. I'm doing the dirty work for you. No bunions.
Jimmy doesn't do physical things that hurt his feet.
Uh-huh. And finally, season 2 of Netflix's Quarterback is coming out, and it's going to feature Jared Goff, Joe Burrow, and Kirk Cousins, which I happen to think all three, while maybe a little boring, also kind of compelling. Jared Goff, you're going to see a ton of Man Campbell. That's badass. Joe Burrow, the guy's dyed his tips. He's dyed his hair. He wears all these weird outfits. Plenty of content there. And Kirk Cousins, who I thought was super lame and just like boring old white guy, ended up being really, really interesting the last time we saw him on one of these shows. So, you know what, Crowder? And last year, Kirk Cousins lost his job to Michael Penix. I think this is going to be a good season of Quarterback.
I've been around all of these guys. As you know, Joe Burrow's been on the show. Jared Goff's been on the podcast. And Cousins haven't, but I've been around Cousins because we're cool with Raheem Morris. Cousins does have a good personality. Like, he's funny, like, off camera, he's a funny dude. The other two guys are robots. So I want to watch this just to see how they make Burrow and Goff interesting.
Yeah. But the storylines, you would agree. Jared Goff, with how the Lions season went, they were the number one overall seed. But just the fact that Dan Campbell's going to be there talking about biting off kneecaps, I think is going to be fun.
Remember, we caught Jared Goff asking Aaron Rodgers about ayahuasca.
That's right.
He wanted to take a trip.
That's right. He does. Yeah. He does. Yeah. He does.
Burrow really has, like, it's like he, I honestly think he should be a Men in Black. Like, he's an alien. He's trying to figure out how to be a human. Goff has some kind of personality. Cousins is cool as hell. But, yeah, I honestly, by far, I want to see how they make Joe Burrow look like a human.
All right. All right. Well, we have all that to look forward to. We'll do some 15 minutes of heat coming up in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. The Heat and the Pistons tips off at 7:30. I'll be live 6:15 with Tommy Tighe. Tommy was up here, Crowder, and I'm trying to get him on the show just to see, you know, if he wants to join in on the tomfoolery. We'll find out. But either way, I'm live at the Kaseya Center. We continue on. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Do you marinate your meat?
Of course not.
Hawk and Crowder.